great, great. As long as you keep me on the straight and narrow at the same
I'll
time,
tell
David.
Tell you when you should take them and when you should.
Thank you. Why do you actually need the white sticks to
well, you
to mark
them on
up?
The ground, and when you take a free shot of this, you take it out so you always know how many that you've got left.
Oh, I see. Yes.
The problem really is it doesn't matter how many discs I were to give you, I don't think you would probably win anyway.
Right.
It's not disrespectful, but
no,
you,
no,
you know,
no.
You've
I really
you're going to break down so many times.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
But I'll
yes.
get them. And
okay, smashing, yes, I get the message. Yes, right. Sorry.
You're not going to beat me having all these.
More paint chipped off. Yes, that's the sort of problem I'm in for, isn't it? Yes.
You've really got to walk up to that ball and just line the shot up. Settle down.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I, you know, probably make it look easy, but it's not easy. I mean, if you watch those people over there struggling, they, some of them, I mean, Arnie was sitting down and thinking, she's been playing for, I don't know, she's been, she's played golf for a good time.
Really? Yeah. Well, what do you call this group? And they've got two matches going on together, have they? With the different colour balls.
There's one match, and Evelyn's just practicing on her own.
Oh, I see.
She can't even get the hang of ropey-cropey continuation.
Ah.
Hey, well, let's have a game. Let's
yes,
see how we get
yes,
on.
Please.
A lot of coaches don't think playing a game is very good, but I think it is, because you've got to keep people's interest.
Yes,
just
indeed.
Let you practice a lot, and you're not going to get very interested.
Sure, sure, yes.
It's traditional for the lower fiscal.
Not to be caught and secreted.
Well, you can see what it is now.
Yes, sorry. I was miles away. I lost anyway, mentally. I lost.
Did you?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
I have the choice
right.
of going first or cuts.
I
so
see.
If I choose to go first, then you can choose cuts.
Right.
A lot of people seem to get psychologically hooked on particularly red and yellow. I never let it bother me, because if you start doing that...
Occasionally you're forced into the other,
of course,
and then
you are.
Mentally
then
you're down, aren't you? Yes.
As I've won the toss, I think I'll go in first.
Good.
The person who goes first, but there are different openings. It does depend on the level of pay you're against, but I'm just standing there. I would just hit off over there. So. Now, during this first hit, it's important to get the speed of the lawn and try and judge
right.
where you want the ball to end up, etc.
Right, yes.
Because you're not...
Yes.
And this lawn is fairly fast at the moment. It's been cut and it's fairly dry. So, you see, that's not bad for getting it on the line, is it? This is what I was trying to do. I don't
right.
mind if it goes off.
It
just goes off.
Right. Right, that was your object, to get it as far away from the competition as possible, really.
And to try and get it to go off.
Yes.
To try and get it to stop near the line, so I don't know what's going on.
I see what you mean. Yes. Yep, got you.
Now, if you can start anywhere on this book line, which is called the A book line, that's from that corner, well, it's from a yard in.
Yes.
To the centre line. Even if I was to roke it, I'd be very lucky to make the hoop from
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely, yes.
Especially in the beginning of the game.
Yep.
So obviously, the nearer I can get to it, the better. And I could try and hit it, but there again, it doesn't really matter. Even if I miss it, I'm not going to give anything away.
Yes.
Keep your eye on where the ball goes up.
Yes.
You walk up to the ball, put your hand down.
Right.
I'm not gaining any advantage in this because I can't remember what balls are behind me or the way they
yes.
are.
Yes, fine.
So. It's going to be a touch of ball.
Yes, it is.
Close to the blue.
Yes.
I mean, it would have been better for me if it wasn't. Automatic roping next time I start.
Right. Okay. Good.
So if the ball comes about a yard every time it goes off,
fine.
You might have it about there, top of your mount.
Yes.
From the inside of the line. So. Oh, it's about
there,
the centre. Yeah. If you miss it, you end up in the far corner.
Right.
Oh, hold on. You've got another alternative. could have a shot at those, and if you miss, take a bisque, of course. But I think at this stage in the game, it would be better for you to just have a shot at yellow.
Right.
And see.
Which will give me some progression then, will it?
If you hit it, yes.
Yes, a very good point. Oh.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, you didn't miss it like that. So you need to watch where that goes off. Almost certainly a corner ball.
Yes, it is.
It comes up a yard from each side.
Right. Going to go through, or the one we've been through? Okay.
Pinched in a bit because the grass is still growing through there.
Oh, I see. Yes. Right. I see, right.
I'll choose to play with the black. Now I've got to. The best way, I think, when you start, to do a thin takeoff is to put that mallet down like that in the line of the that you need to go in.
I
and
see.
Then you want to go slightly to the right of that yellow ball.
Yes.
And put the other ball in contact. It must be in contact with that.
Yes.
And just about half an inch from there, from the mallet, see there's a gap. Now,
right.
That yellow, that blue ball must move.
Right.
Otherwise it's a fault. Now where that centre of that V is pointing is where the black ball will go.
Right.
So they rush it.
Yes.
I don't tend to do it like at a door, I do it. It's pretty near the yellow, isn't it? It's just on the wrong side, unfortunately. But it's soon enough to hit.
Yes, it did curl with the grass, didn't
yes.
it?
Well, yes, I mean, I was very hard, and I clubbed it that way to the hole.
Right. Which you didn't want to do in that case.
No. I'd have been there.
Yes, indeed.
And that's the only occasion when the ball doesn't go back up on the yard line, it's a striker's ball.
Right.
Because you need that area to play in anyway.
Yes, I see.
So it doesn't matter if this ball goes off now. Hit it, don't bring it slightly the wrong way.
Yes. So you're good to rope in from then.
I can either do a takeoff, in which case I think no ball. Where you want the ball to come back.
I understand, yes, yes.
So I want to come back.
Right. And there's no benefit of having a roquet ball as you had before.
No,
right.
I'd bother to look, I would have gone on that side of the blue, because the blue's not actually on the black would have come up about there.
Yes.
Which would have enabled me to rush blue up there, but I didn't,
right.
didn't look.
Right. Okay.
Right, now you can either have a go at those two, or go up to red. I think I would just go up to red.
Yes.
Until you've got the feel of it, I wouldn't start taking it.
Right, fine. And the object is to hit red. Yes, quite. It's intriguing because it's so so different from what I had in mind. Hey, that's strange stuff. Would it have been better if it had not been a corner ball?
Yeah.
The other side? Uh-huh. Hello.
If I could get up near hoop 3, it'd be very nice.
Fine.
So I've got to do what we call a cut brush. I've got to hit it slightly on this side.
Yes.
Or cut it.
Yep.
The great danger when you do a cut brush is you miss the other ball altogether. You're not aiming at the full ball.
Yes.
But that's quite nice, isn't it? You see, I've driven
yep.
it over.
Yes. Yes, you have.
Too far away from that hoop.
Oh, I see. You could start in that hoop as well, can you?
No, I want to get down there.
No, you still want to get back down there. Even though you can start from that corner, you can't
yes.
go through that hoop.
You've got to go through the hoop from the right.
Through the hoop on the opposite side first time. Right, I see.
Just a gentle shot that takes me across there. Try and split them up a little bit because they're too close together for me to do very much.
Right.
I'll hit the red first. There again, it's important to remember where it went off.
Yes. Need blue at this stage. It's yellow. You
or
need
indeed, well, even if yellow goes off, it
right.
Slight danger is I'm going to push your red over towards the black. If I don't make the hoop, then you won't hit that.
Okay.
I think you'll try and make the hoop.
Smashing.
Well, the direction would have been a bit better if you'd gone to the right. The length was all right, but the
yes.
direction.
No, no. The red's not terribly helpful to you at that point.
It
then.
Would be if I ran the hoop, because I could pick
yes.
it up.
Yes.
Stop.
Yes. Yes. Yes, that was.
You've got to move this ball.
Okay.
Because if you don't, I should just rokey black, do a takeoff.
Yes.
But I've got a ball near my hoop. So you,
right.
That's the ball you've got to move.
Yes, fine.
You could have a shot at red. If mm-hmm. you do that, then I should do exactly what I did just now.
Yes.
Try and... but I should probably get it even better. Most people would have a shot at those two, I think.
Yes, okay.
Because you're not giving very much away.
Right.
The other alternative is just to go off in that corner over there. But well, that's very negative.
Yeah, yes, yes, that doesn't appear to me at all.
You have a shot.
Yes.
You're a bit hampered, aren't you?
Yes, no mind.
You can't move the
peg itself, the hoop itself, right. Right, I shall go for the blue. No, the blue actually went twitchy. Black is better because the blue went squiffy.
Well, and also you've got a bit clearer shot.
Yes, that's true.
What we'll do is try and back off somewhere near red.
Right.
Where they finish off.
Right.
So the red is obviously a corner, and the black comes back a yard up. You can see where the peg was there, so.
Yep, fine.
Probably somewhere around. Yeah, must be.
Either side, right? Yeah. Wherever
it's
in.
It's got to be this side, I think.
Right. Yeah. Fine.
Never very accurate, this, but
no.
I think it's acceptable providing there in my nose. I've got a problem, I really want to get there with this ball.
Yes.
And if I do a takeoff from blue, black, that's going to. So I need to really push it out of the way a little bit.
Yep. Yes.
I've already roped it at red, so I've had it.
Oh, bad luck.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I've got to. Well, what I can do is just put that down there. Unfortunately, the back's right in the way. And I've got a continuation shot in. So what I should do is just try and line them up for a rush down to hoop one.
Fine. Okay.
Again, I think you've got to move that
red. Yes. Back down here again? Yes, I have. Yes.
If you take a shot at me, because I've got such a good rush onto my hoop, I'm going to ignore you anyway.
Right. Right. But it's still best to remove the temptation here.
Line it up and be comfortable with it, and then just swing the mallet through.
Right.
So what most people do wrong is when they bring the mallet back, they tend to twist it.
Aha,
it's
yes.
It's easy when you're pushing it forward to keep it straight, it's when you bring it back it tends to twist. So
surely.
Try and concentrate on bringing it back and then, you can bring it back fairly slowly if you want.
Fine,
yeah.
Fine, yes. Yes, it felt good too.
Yes.
You could actually feel that it was working well.
Manage back nice and slowly.
Mm. And I was aiming between them, to be honest.
So you obviously should have got the thing that went off.
Yes, I should.
There.
Yes.
You can always stop and ask, you know.
Yes.
The trouble is, if you make. It's a lot of people. It's very easy when you're concentrating on what you're going to do next to forget which colour you're playing with.
Yes.
Especially when you're making a break. So having made the first hoop, you normally put the clip on your pocket.
Right.
So you know you're playing with the red.
I see, yes.
Because
yes.
Don't forget you're playing with two balls at the moment.
Quite.
Yes. I think you've got to split me up a little bit.
Right. Yes.
Because the danger is if you don't, then if you break down, if you leave my blue near the black and break down, then I'm just going to get back in.
Yes. Yes.
So, well, it's a very difficult shot, but what I would do is it's just. Let's just do a take off to the back.
Not necessarily to hit the black, but
no,
to.
No, you don't.
Right. Okay, once again. Yes. Does have to be touching before you start,
yes,
does it? Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So rather.
Too much of a.
Yeah.
Right.
I think you need to have to. Yeah. Just a little tap, that's all you
yes,
need.
Yes, fine. Okay.
It's nice if you can get in that sort of line, but it's more important to be able to hit it when you. That's lovely. Yeah. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Good.
Now, what you can do is try and cut it towards the middle so your line of aim will be there somewhere. So you
yes.
On that side.
Fine. Well, I was too close to the centre line, wasn't I? Good afternoon.
Hello. I can't remember where it was. It's like the opposite. Danger that ball can jump, and if you hit over the top like that, it'll jump.
Yes.
You take up your normal stance, and I don't tend to do this, but this is really the best way for you to start.
Yes.
You take up your normal stance, and then just step back a little bit, because you're hitting that ball on the upward swing, then, and there's no danger that it's going to jump over. You see, if you. I'll try and get it to jump. You see, well, it
yes.
Does jump.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Fine.
A bumpy launch should jump that other ball.
Right. So step back, hit it on the upstroke.
Yeah. And try and ground the manager a little bit, because then the black ball will go quite nicely down there.
Oh, right. Fine. Concentrating on grounding the mallet, I should
say.
Yes.
It really does
yes.
Take a lot of practice.
Yes.
That's a bit too straight. It wasn't quite that straight.
It wasn't that straight, no. That's right. Thank you. Oh,